Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety and Benz and Boone tickets. Does, doesn't it? Right now, text the word FRONT, F-R-O-N-T, to our contest line, 20357. You'll be entered to win the mystical, magical four-pack of tickets to see Benson Boone October 1st at the Chase Center. Text the word FRONT to 20357, and you're in the running for tickets for the show. Courtesy of Golden Voice, this hour's code word is FRONT, and we've got a new code word for you next hour, and then every hour throughout the day, right up until 6:05, when Jane's got your last chance today. And some Boone tickets all the live long day. This part of the show is brought to you by Atco Pest Control. Pumpkin spice? Yes.
Yes.
Rodents? Nah.
No.
Atco Pest Control stops rodents before they move in. Mention Sarah and Vinny and you'll get 15% off at atcopestcontrol.com.
What do I mention?
Sarah and Vinny.
What if I mention?
No.
Maddie and Bob.
Maybe.
Nothing.
Maybe.
So Sarah and Vinny, Sarah you got to say that.
15%
off. 15%, that's not nothing.
At atcopestcontrol.com. Terms and conditions apply. I guess they legally have to put that in there. You know, terms and conditions.
Mm.
Everyone's got them.
Mm.
Robert Redford, I wanted to just talk a little bit about him. We right when we were going on the air yesterday, we got the story. So I mentioned it at 6 and 7, and then I meant to mention it just quickly every hour, and I didn't. So it's fine. So today, here we are in the 8 o'clock hour, and we'll talk a little bit about Robert Redford.
For a generation, and I'm going to guess it's our parents, but he was maybe the most handsome and most famous actor of all time.
Yes. He was one of the biggies when our parents were coming up. Did your mom say anything about it?
No, and we talked about some other stuff. I did talk to her yesterday, but so she didn't bring it up. But
yeah,
there are people that, you know, he was someone and he directed too, which I didn't realize. But I think he's an Academy Award winning director
Ordinary
People.
Ordinary People.
They say his only nomination as an Oscar was for The Sting, which we talked about. Was that him and Paul Newman?
Yes.
Yep.
I actually think that's the one. Isn't that the one that has like kind of a famous piano piece? Sounds like a player piano.
He did direct A River Runs Through It, Quiz Show, The Horse Whisperer, The Ledger of Legend of Bagger Vance. Yeah,
quite a big films too.
Yeah, big successful films.
And of course Sundance.
Yes, the film festival. So Robert Redford died yesterday early morning at his home in Utah. They got the word right out because we had it at 5:55.
I love that, and this is just my opinion, that they used all these pictures of him when he looked handsome and vibrant and like himself.
Yeah.
Well, like he looked most his life.
Yep.
I do not like those times where the picture is of a person's last minute on Earth and
a la Gene Hackman.
Unrecognizable.
I'm like, who is that? Oh, right. My God, Gene. It's not Gene Hackman. That's later years, Gene right. Hackman. And I would think as a star, you'd want like your best picture.
Of course.
Put my nice headshot up, won't you?
Duh.
I know. There were some like really hot pictures of Red. You know, he was a little old for me. Like I'm sure my mom appreciated it, but I was like, oh yeah, look at that. Like he was beautiful in a rugged cowboy kind of way. Very mm-hmm. Marlboro man looking. Robert Redford, he died yesterday morning at his home. Is it weird for me to perv out on an 89-year-old as opposed to a 29-year-old?
A little bit.
No word on cause of death. He was 89. His rep said he was, quote, in the place he loved, surrounded by those he loved. And that's about as much as you can really ask for at the very mm-hmm. end. Redford broke out in the 60s and 70s with movies like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, All the President's Men, 3 Days of the Condor, which is like one of those movies. I've never seen that, but you hear about that one. Like it comes up. The Sting, that was his only nomination as an Oscar. As a director, he won an Oscar for his first film, which was Ordinary People.
Which was a huge movie that I never saw.
Yeah. It was in 1980. We were just kids, and I'm pretty sure that was like a very adult-themed movie. I can't remember who all was in it. I mean, I saw Mary Tyler Moore, I think, in one of the stills from it. I don't know that I would have been interested in watching Mary Tyler Moore movies at the time.
No, we were kids.
It had Donald Sutherland, Elizabeth McGovern, Judd Hirsch.
Oh, the film follows the disintegration of a wealthy family in Lake Forest, Illinois, which I guess is the rich part of Chicago. I don't know. Judd Hirsch is in it.
Timothy Hutton?
Oh, yeah. Timothy Hutton. I remember that.
Yeah. Never seen it.
Ordinary People. He went on to, and we just talked about some of the stuff that he had directed and continued to act. The Natural, Out of Africa, Indecent Proposal, which was, at the time, that was such a crazy movie. I want to say, in that movie, it's, I think, Woody Harrelson and Demi Moore are a couple. Yep. And he's trying to pitch this rich dude. And the guy goes, tell you what, I'll give you, and I think it was like $100,000, which seemed like so much money in the olden days. Seriously, though, wasn't it something like that?
It better be $1 million bucks.
I thought it was $1 million bucks.
Just look it up, because I want to say it's less. But I hope it's $1 million bucks, because $100,000 does seem like, because by today's standards, you'd be like, I don't know, bang someone other than my husband for $100,000? Let's at least make it $1 million.
It was $1 million.
Oh, it was $1 million.
Just one, though.
Well, just one in the 80s was, I don't know when that movie was. That would have been all you needed. These days, if they were going to make the same thing, some influencer chick would be like, I'm not doing that for $1 million.
If someone made the Indecent Proposal to you for John right now,
yes,
and said, I'll give you $1 million.
No,
if
I would
John
not do that
can,
for $1 million. Oh, for John? Yeah,
for
John can go do it. Yeah,
John can go
fine.
Do it.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Can Susan go do some lady, hot lady,
oh,
for $1 million bucks?
Of course.
You'd say no problem. Go
yeah,
do it.
No problem.
Go get us that money.
Oh, yeah.
And don't blow it. Get every penny of it.
Can separate sex from love. I just don't want him falling in love with anybody else.
All right.
For $1 million bucks, it's okay if he's got a crush.
Oh. As long as he doesn't go back there. Maybe you're more liberal than I am.
As long as I'm, we're communicating. if the checks keep coming.
It's just one check. It's $1 million. But she just keeps stopping by the house. It's really weird.
Well, maybe she's cool.
Oh, so now you have a new friend?
Maybe she cooks.
Oh.
Neither of us are very good cooks. That would be nice.
Oh. You, how can you say that? You just made that, Bob's banana bread.
Baking's different than cooking every single night of your life.
That is true. Cooking.
No one tells you the grown-up reality, which right. is feeding yourself dinner nightly becomes a chore.
Well, it's why we don't eat well, because there's so many really easy options. I just want my belly to be full and to not have to do dishes afterward. Can someone go grab me an In-N-Out burger?
I'll take a chocolate shake.
Let's see. 1981, Robert Redford founded the Sundance Institute to champion independent film and new cinematic voices. And in 1984, he started the Sundance Film Festival in Park City, Utah. And I'm sure there were other film festivals already happening all around the world. But to me, that was the first time I was like, oh, film, I get it. Then everybody, all the stars would go to Park City and they'd all be hanging out. And it was like the place to be seen. I have no idea it was the first film festival, but it feels like the first one I ever heard of. He was also an avid environmentalist. He survived by his second wife, two daughters, and seven grandkids. He had two sons, one who died as an infant in 1959 and one who died of cancer in 2020. That is tragic.
Woof.
I know. Barbara Streisand, who starred with Redford in The Way We Were, said Robert Redford was charismatic, intelligent. Actually, she called him Bob. Bob was charismatic, intelligent, intense, always interesting, and one of the finest actors ever. He was one of a kind. I'm so grateful to have had the opportunity to work with him. That's my Barbara. And there are so many tributes from all the big stars. Could go and do a deep dive.
Those two were never a thing? Remote. Robert Redford and Barbara Streisand?
No, I don't believe so. Maybe. I mean, I wouldn't put it past either one of them. Both big stars. Maybe he offered her $1 million. I don't know. Ready to hear the things you can't do at Disneyland?
Yeah.
This is actually...
I worked there, by the way, as a little boy, so yeah. I have some idea about Disney and their ways.
Yes. Well, there are rules. There's mm-hmm. no question. You know, when I went to Disney in the 70s...
Oh, so you flew in...
To Disney World.
Oh, okay. To Florida.
Went to
all
Florida,
right.
Disney World. We went as a family, and my mom and dad both smoked, and my dad could hold off and not smoke all day in the park, but my mom couldn't. And there was a dude following us around, sweeping up her ashes. Later, there were like little places, once all the non-smoking section stuff started happening, there started to be places you could go to smoke. And now I don't believe you're allowed to smoke or vape or do anything anywhere in Disney World or Disneyland. But they were literally, it was embarrassing. I'm like, oh, you're cigarette picker-uppers following you around.
You know, I don't remember what they switched to. Was it ashtrays on top of trash cans? Or
maybe.
What was it? Like, I don't remember that. I was a boy. I did smoke, though. I was 12 and was a shoeshine boy and would go into the hotel and buy ciggies at the pull thing. And then would sit in the lobby, an adjacent, like an off the lobby, but, you know, spot where there were some couches. And I just sit there and puff grits while I was on, you know, break or whatever. So I don't really remember walking through the park or how that worked.
Right. Isn't it funny that we didn't even blink at a 12-year-old smoking cigarettes?
No one said a word to me.
No.
Not a word.
Wow. Just incredible. It's just the way it was. Like, everyone smoked. My mom gave me... a buck and a note, and I would walk the half. I was like 7 or 8. Walk up to the corner store, and I got to, and it was 70 cents for a pack of her Salems. And then I would get out of 30 cents to spend on candy.
I'd get beer and cigs from my mom when I was a kid.
Oh, they let you buy beer?
Yeah. Well, we lived near a 7-Eleven, so when I was real young.
I'm always interested in how adults handled their children. And the kid's desire to become a smoker. I guess if you're an adult smoking in the house, you realize you're setting that example for your kid. So there's that.
Yeah.
But as an adult who's woefully addicted to smoking, you'd think you'd be telling your kid.
Oh, they definitely said don't do it.
No. I knew parents that bought cartons for their kids.
Yeah.
Here's a carton. Make it last.
Once they're in. The person who's already addicted knows they're in. Like, oh, great. Now my kid smokes too.
Smoke up, Johnny.
In 1967, which was the year that the Pirates of the Caribbean ride debuted, park officials at Disneyland said all hippies are banned from the premises. They said, here's the quote.
Go to Knott's Berry Farm, losers.
If we allowed people with weird outfits into the park, that might cause other patrons to make derogatory remarks, and that could lead to trouble. So we avoid trouble by not letting the hippies inside.
My mom told me Knott's Berry Farm was where all the hippies hung, and then they had to start charging a quarter or something ridiculous, like by today's standards, something ridiculous.
What? A quarter?
But it got rid of the hippies. Suddenly they're like, we're not paying to sit on the grass here. Bye.
Yeah, what would we pay for that? We get nothing from it. after another, they call it a generational skirmish in 1970. So this is 3 years later. This one involved anti-war and pro-marijuana demonstrators taking over Tom Sawyer's Island.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. The park also banned long-haired youths from the premises. Fortunately, hippies are now welcome, and you can have whatever length of hair you want. They have a, I mean, I'm sure you know this, having worked there, but even when John worked there in the early 90s, he worked at a hotel on the Disney World premises.
Okay.
Like, not even in the park itself. And, like, the hair, facial hair, the jewelry, what you could wear, those codes were strict.
That's where I worked, was backstage, and I was brought in. My buddy's dad was the barber. They had a hair place.
To make sure that the cast members looked right.
And then the shoe shine chair was set up outside. So I shined shoes. That's what I did. And he cut hair. And that was for the employees. Mm. They would get sent back to where we were to get cleaned up if they hadn't done it in advance.
Right. Kind of nice. Free haircuts and shoe shine.
I mean, if you're going to, you know, keep an eye on your workforce, you better provide quick, easy solutions.
So here are items prohibited at Disney parks. And some of these are obvious. Weapons.
Bottles.
Yeah, any glass.
Well, I mean, of liquor.
No alcohol. It's permitted in resort hotels. Wine is permitted in the downtown Disney district and at select table service restaurants, but you're not bringing in your own.
Right.
Weapons, self-defense products like mace and pepper spray are a hard no. Mm-hmm. Pot, obviously. They actually say any illegal substances, but now that pot's not illegal, I suppose maybe someone could get in with a vape pen that had weed in it. Mm. Prop weapons, none of that. No fireworks, no glass containers, no noisemakers, no recreational devices, which they are saying are drones, anything remote controlled, no skateboards, no inline skates, no bicycles, unless you're apparently in some kind of specially designated resort area. Certain strollers, there's like a height and length and width thing. No wagons, including stroller wagons or anything that you're towing along behind you. You can't bring your suitcases in there. And no backpacks over 24 inches long.
What?
I know. Well, I guess what would you be going to wheel your, you know, because sometimes you check out of your hotel, but you still have a day at the park.
And you spend a fortune on stuff. Like a backpack, what do you feel?
Well, the backpack you can have, but 24, it can't be any longer than 24 inches, 15 wide, 24 inches long, 18 inches high.
For all the stuff people buy there.
No ice or dry ice. You cannot bring your own chair, which if you went all the time, you might think to do that because it would be so much more comfortable than sitting on the curb waiting for the parade.
They've got those walkers now that you can walk with, but then it's got a flat spot that you can walk around the front and
pull the
sit
seat down
on
yeah.
it. So,
although they are saying that mobility devices are not allowed, so I wonder if that encompasses that. Only devices with at least three or more wheels that move at a walking pace are permitted.
I don't know.
I'm sure they're not going to say, sorry, your grandma can't come in because she's got a walker.
Everybody I see there who's spent a full day, especially in the summer, seems miserable. And not because Disney's not wonderful, but it's a long day.
A lot of walking.
Often you're not nearly in good enough shape for that. And then if you've brought Nana who needs a walker, whoa.
Yeah.
What a day.
Nana's also exhausted. Throw her over your shoulder and get her out of there. Oh, selfie sticks, no selfie sticks, which that makes perfect sense to me. You can't, don't bring pokey things. And, you know, dumb stuff like generators and propane heaters. And then, weirdly, flags larger than 3 feet by 5 feet. You can bring them in, but if they're larger than 3 by 5, and no metal flagpoles. So it's not a full list, but there you go. Disney parks. They don't want anyone getting hurt. They don't want no trouble. And I'm just going to end with this just really quickly, unless you have a couple texts you want to throw in.
Yeah, I got a couple.
Okay,
here.
Go for
800-400-3697. Disneyland has big lockers outside the entrance, big enough for luggage. Also, you can check them next to the gates as well from Benjamin. Let me find this one.
I like the no dirty hippies.
This is from the South Bay. The Sting was filmed in Santa Cruz, and a lot of the filming was done near Castle Beach. Did not know that. Sarah and Vinny from the 707. Robert Redford had a place in Tiburon and Napa counties for years. He kept a low profile but hiked the headlands in other spots. May he rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace. What a long, incredible life.
Yeah.
All right, Vinny, what do you got coming up?
So much stuff, including the reopening of a much-beloved grocery store and more after these.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. Listen to our full show podcast on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by my friends at Frontier Ford. Frontier nice. Ford's got September savings. My friend, Dr. Deepak, I won't say his last name, but it's Dr. Skurushandaya. Here's the deal. He's a good friend of mine. We grew up together, and he texts me last night, and he goes, are you kidding me about the deal that Frontier Ford's doing? And I said, no, it's real, and I love my car, and you should. And he's going to go get one. A Mach-E.
Yeah, he's going to love it. You're going to look 25% hotter, Deepak.
Lease the Mach-E for just $225 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Or buy with 0% APR plus $2,000 back.
Damn.
Hurry. Federal EV tax credits expire September 30th. Now is the time if you're thinking about going electric.
Get her done.
Frontier Ford's got the Mach-E waiting for you.
Yeah. A lot of them in stock.
I love mine. I'm not kidding.
It's a great looking car.
Yep. So there's that Frontier Ford. Check them out in Santa Clara, everyone. Okay, here's what's happening.
I'm ready.
We've got one more hot day. The fog has burnt off. We have blue skies overhead in downtown San Francisco as we broadcast live. One more hot day. You know who you are. Napa, East Bay, Walnut Creek, and friends. Mm-hmm. And then the South Bay. So you're looking at the low 90s, and then we'll drop 10 degrees tomorrow. So that's nice. The good news. The WNBA tonight. Minnesota Lynx are in town to play our Golden State Valkyries, 7 p.m. tip time. It's at the SAP Center in San Jose due to a scheduling conflict here at the Chase Center. So go Valks.
Go Valks.
It's a must-win situation. And it's not up against anything tonight, so it should get everyone. Like, they put it up against the Niner game on Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. That's a tough ask.
Well, you
but
know,
tonight,
it was a surprise that they made it. This is their first season. They're in the playoffs. They clearly weren't ready for them to have gotten in there.
Right.
Go Valks.
Go Valks.
This was one of the Whole Foods I go to. It's a grocery store, if you don't know. And to find out that it had closed and then stayed closed for 5 months has been weird.
Mm.
But the Cupertino Whole Foods has been cleared to reopen after the rodent infestation.
No.
Should have called ATCO.
Yeah. Maybe they didn't. That's, you know, it takes a long time to like completely eradicate. Who knows?
Well, there's that. And then I think they just did a remodel. It's a gigantic location.
It's an opportunity when you have to it closed
shut
like
it down
that.
And right. redo the
Let's
whole thing.
Do the floors, whatever right. we're going
to
do.
So it's been cleared to reopen after passing two recent health inspections.
Nice.
5 months after it was closed back in April. So Whole Foods, they say they've undergone maintenance to address the health concerns along with other improvements throughout the store. Reopening, if not today, very soon.
Oh, fantastic.
So
it's good
that's
news.
Good news. I stop it's there to eat all the time.
Yeah, when your local supermarket closes for any reason, whether it's a remodel or because they've got rats, you are bummed.
Yes. This next story is interesting. Ben and Jerry's co-founder has resigned, and I thought, wait a minute.
Is it Ben or is it Jerry?
Hold on. Do they own it still? Do you know?
They don't. They have interest, but they don't own it.
They
anymore.
Sold it. That's yeah. right. They yeah. sold Ben and Jerry's sold their ice cream empire for how much?
$1 billion.
Back in the year 2000.
Oh, $900
million. $400
million.
$1 billion.
They sold to a company, Unilever, which is just another one of those big
yeah.
freaking corporations. Yeah. They sold
they make for all kinds of stuff.
$326 million.
Oh, that's a
point
for
me.
Which is really low, considering that Ben & Jerry's business is valued now at several billion dollars.
Mm.
So there was a point along the way when Ben and Jerry pursued buying their name back.
Oh.
They're one of the many brands that I'm aware of that have said, all the money? Yeah, I'll take all the money. Even though they've always been, there's always been an angle to Ben and Jerry's that has been social justice yep. related, whatever cause.
Right.
They've not shied away from making statements about that through their ice cream.
Right.
Unilever has now asked them to knock it off.
Ah.
And Jerry was like, no, that's a big part of this brand. That's how we built our brand.
So you're saying that they sold the thing to Unilever, but that they
stayed
retained
on.
Some kind of interest in it. Okay.
They stayed on and continued to work there, but the company has silenced their activism. Mm. So Jerry Greenfeld, the co-founder of Ben & Jerry's, announced he's stepping down from his beloved ice cream brand after 47 years, saying they've discouraged our activism and that is part of what built this brand. Meanwhile, the corporation just said, we own this.
Yeah.
You sold to
us. This would be ours.
He's saying that there was stuff in place so that they could continue to run the brand as they wanted. As they always had,
right.
But they're no longer allowing them to stand up for the values, justice, equity that built the brand. They've been silenced for fear of upsetting the people in power. So I don't know if you'll stop eating Ben and Jerry's because you now know they're at the point where they've. But to imagine that you sold for $326
mm-hmm.
million, which is a lot of money, any yeah. one of us would go sold.
Right.
But that it's valued now at several billion dollars.
Yeah.
So they couldn't buy it back.
And honestly,
if they wanted.
They, right. There's no room for them to take that back over. I just looked up their net worths and they are about $150 million each.
Yeah. Well, they did well.
They sure, they're
And many
fine.
Would say it's the American dream, but I have watched a lot of people who sold their brand with their name on it even. And then later find themselves going, that's not what I would have done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you took the money.
Yep.
When I, my company got acquired a few years ago. And as part of the acquisition, I said I wanted to retain the name. Like they could use the name, but if for some reason it didn't work out, I got to keep my company name. It was the best advice I ever got because it ended up being a terrible merger and didn't work well, and I got to keep the name of the company and everything. So like that's something like people will advise you now to do, like, you know, try to retain your copyright on your name if you can.
Yeah.
Did you get paid $326 million by any chance?
No.
So, what are you doing here?
I got a steady paycheck.
Oh, that's good. That's really
good.
That,
yeah.
No, there are brands that I grew up with as a boy. Like Sean Stussy was a surfboard maker in Newport Beach when I was a kid. Just a guy who made boards. And then he launched a brand, and it was a surfwear kind of street brand that just hit in a moment.
I had Stussy sticker on my car.
Stussy was everywhere, and it was the Beastie Boys wore it, and it had a street, you know, cred, coolest, but also had a beach cred. And then he got offered all the money and sold it, but it was his name. And I have watched him now as a guy for the last 20 years going, boy, I don't have anything to do with my own name because I sold
took the money.
I took the money and I sold it.
I hope he got rich.
He probably did very well. Yes. It was an absolute red hot brand. And I imagine there was a corporation that went, yeah, we can.
Let's acquire that.
Let's take that. And that happened. Nike bought another brand called Hurley.
Oh, yeah. Hurley.
And they gave him all the money. And then they said, get out of here.
Yeah. Hurley's a huge name.
Yeah, right. But it's his name. And now that he's got nothing to do with it. Anyway, Ben and Jerry, they're upset with what's happened to their brand. So you decide whether you'll continue to. Americone Dream is so delicious.
Yeah.
Be hard to not to. If you know what I mean.
Yes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I can't wait to tell you what I got John for his birthday. It reminds me. I'll tell you tomorrow.
What is it?
It's just something you just said reminded me of it. I don't want to tell you because he does listen to the show.
Oh.
Hi, John.
Hi, John. Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah, he is golfing. You're right.
Okay, tell us.
I got him this it's an ice cream maker, but it's a multi-temperature, like you can make frozen drinks in it too, like. You ever see those things that are, daiquiris and stuff and pina coladas. And then you can make everything from soft serve, like that temperature, to like just regular hard ice cream. John's been wanting an ice cream maker for a long time.
Because I grew up flying back east probably 3 times a year for the first 10 years of my life. And I loved Carvel. No matter when I got ice cream or where I got it, I would smash it up. And stir it up and make soft serve to myself.
We called it ice cream soup.
Yeah. And you liked it?
That's what I made, yeah.
Oh, you did
it too. Ice cream soup.
Yeah.
Yeah, as an adult, I don't do that anymore, but I definitely, that's what you just,
you did that too?
Yeah, I feel like that's a kid thing.
I still do it.
What? Why?
Why? Why not?
I don't know. I want the,
you like it nice and,
I like the consistency of a hard ice cream now.
Mm.
Huh.
Mm. Do you still do it?
I don't.
Mm.
No,
but
I
the
do
soft
not.
Serve is. I love soft serve.
I was a big fan of Carvel. Yeah. That's
I'll let
what
you
I
know
grew
how
up loving.
How it is. Maybe I'll bring you guys in your own little pint of ice cream.
Good job, America.
Merca, what's going on?
America.
Circumcision is on the decline.
Oh. That's not good news.
Fewer U.S. parents are heeding recommendation by doctors and mangling their children.
Mm.
Taking a part of them off for no good reason. That's the way the thing comes.
It looks better, though.
I mean,
it does. It looks way better. It's definitely.
It's what it.
Having experienced both, let's get that thing out of there.
Newborn circumcision rates in the United States have fallen from 54% in 2012 to 49% in 2022.
Yeah. I blame Dr. Dean Adel. He really went on a rampage about that. Honestly.
What do you mean? What he was against circumcision.
Oh, yeah.
I am, too.
I would hear him every single day.
I miss a part of me. And I've been looking for it for years. I wish I could get it back.
Well.
I don't remember what it looks like.
Do you have any feelings on this, Bob? What are your thoughts on circumcision? You don't have to tell us.
I think it's ultimately up to, in a very rare case, the father.
Oh, I would absolutely, had we had boys, say, you leave that young man's wiener alone.
What do you prefer, Bob?
Susan says that he doesn't care if we circumcise. He's like, I don't know. I never had it. I don't miss it. But I don't
He doesn't miss it?
No.
It's a part of him.
But it really never was.
No, it was.
Have you been with both and do you have a preference?
I've never seen a non-circumcised one in person.
In real life?
No.
Yeah, and you say that with a smile on your face like, well, that'd be fun.
I just think it's so interesting that it's so popular.
It is big now. I mean, do whatever you want. I'm sure people will get used to it.
I will say I knew someone who... their parents were ahead of their time and didn't circumcise them. And then when they were a teenager, they felt like really weird.
Well, that'll get less weird if it's only at 50%.
Right. And so, but they decided as a teenager, they got it.
Yeah.
Now that, I think that is what I think should happen. If a young man has come through puberty, I keep saying that word. Sorry about that. Has been through puberty and has decided that they would like to not have the turtleneck, then have that removed. But if you're someone like me who didn't get a choice and you're walking the alleys of Fullerton hoping you'll see that thing, I don't know, whatever. What do they do with those?
You're looking for your foreskin in Fullerton.
Well, that's where I was born.
Elton John makes jewelry out of his.
Oh, no, no. Just his kneecaps.
Oh, just the kneecaps. Oh, I'm sorry.
Although, who knows? Maybe he did... get some kind of a little sachet made out of whatever was taken from him.
Or a big sachet.
Or a little one. You don't know. If he got it as a baby, it's little.
You don't know.
Oh, you think you're... Okay.
You don't know. I mean, I don't have any...
Whatever.
There's
what?
No...
Do whatever you want.
I would
love...
I wish
with.
Someone had a picture so I could put up a have you seen, you know, a finder's reward.
Yeah.
800-400-3697. Feel free to text us anytime.
The 408 said, Sarah, they both look crazy. Let them keep it all.
Yeah, one of the things is you're, you know, there you are going, I don't even want to, I'm part of that. You're already not in the mood.
I'm married and I'm not worried about it. Do whatever you want to do.
925, as a woman, please circumcise your boys. It looks much better.
I will go on record saying there's, a 90% chance that I won't. It seems completely, if it's unnecessary, why would I put them through that?
Way to
it's
go, so Bob.
Great.
Just for society?
Well,
come
and
on.
Then whatever it is, I don't know what the odds are or what the numbers are, but if there's a 1% chance, it takes too much. You
too
know,
much?
Yeah, it's, what if they, you
oh
know, would, oh, surgeries. Or,
what do you think they're doing, just chopping the end? That's not how... That's
you
how,
don't think there's ever been a mangled man boy area after a circumcision?
I can't say that there hasn't been. I don't know every
right.
person who's ever been circumcised.
But somewhere in the world right now, there's a guy who's like, I can't show myself naked because they took off the top. Not that, just that, but the whole hat.
Oh my God.
Listening to this with my mom as a teenager, I do in fact feel a bit awkward. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
YW. from 530, the circumcision news is fantastic. They all look the same when it's time to party.
Right.
I do not understand why we are cutting off part of a brand new baby.
As percentage of the, you know, the beef.
And don't forget, when you text in, folks, put your name and where you're listening. We appreciate it.
Well, on this topic, they might want to be anonymous.
They might be.
Yeah.
What is YW?
You're welcome.
Oh, you're welcome. Got
T-Y.
It.
No, YW.
I see.
It was a like, teen, so I thought I might get hip for a second.
Oh, yeah.
They're probably cringing at me.
A lot hipper than, clearly, I'm like, why?
415, my friend's three boys here in the Bay Area are not done because their dad is Italian. I don't know, I'm Italian. And
they
lop that thing right
me.
Off. Yeah, do it if you want to. Don't do it if you don't want to.
And it seems the trend is going towards it's unnecessary, and people say, oh, it's so more sanitary. I shower. I'm cleaning that. Mm. I'm cleaning all of me. All every day. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, yes, there are parts on you that could be considered really dirty. Nothing a soapy washcloth can't clean, if you know what I mean.
510, I have to say I had some bad experience with an uncircumcised person who did not clean themselves between sessions overnight. I would not recommend it.
Oh.
It's a bit of a catch-all.
Yeah. Well, that's a good way to weed people out.
Yes, if you can't care for that. And it will be up to you and your husband
I can see
to
that
teach
being...
your child to what needs to happen to clean
up. Right. I can see that being a youthful mistake. Like a grown man would probably shower between a young person would be like, why would I do that? I love having you on me. Or whatever, you know what I mean?
Mm. Some of these I can't read, yeah.
Benson Boone tickets, Ed Sheeran's Will, and Cardi B's coming to the Bay.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.